I felt sure that Flora was not near home, and I knew that the lake was her favourite place to visit. Mrs. Gross was very puzzled when she saw where I was going.
"You're going to the lake, miss. Do you think she's gone in?"
"Perhaps, although the water isn't very deep. But I imagine she's gone back to the place where I saw Miss Jessel, and Flora pretended not to see her. I always felt that she wanted to go back there alone, and now her brother has helped her to do it."
"Do you think the children really talk of them?"
"They say things that, if we heard them, would horrify us," I answered.
"And if she is there?"
"Yes."
"Then Miss Jessel is too?"
"I'm sure. You will see." When we got to the lake, we could not see Flora. On the opposite side of the lake, there was a grassy bank with trees behind it. Suddenly, I knew where Flora was.
"She has crossed the lake in the boat and has hidden it over there."
I pointed to a possible place.
"But if the boat is there, then where is Flora?"
Mrs. Gross asked in a worried voice.
"That's what we must find out. We'll have to walk round the lake."
After 10 minutes, we arrived at the grassy bank and discovered the boat. To take the boat across the lake was an incredible thing for a little girl to do. But Flora did not surprise me anymore. We opened a gate in a garden wall, and there was Flora, standing in front of us, smiling. She waited while we walked towards her, and nobody said anything. Then Mrs. Gross